everybody. Welcome to TikTok, the podcast in which we rate and review smut recommended by TikTok. I'm Karina.
I'm Killian.
I'm Emily.
And this week we read Impact by Nikki Markham. Bailey, a 28-year-old single bisexual, accidentally stumbles... There's literally no other way to start this plot. It's not a plot. You just have to start with the character description.
There is a nail, and they hit it so many times that she is bisexual.
Yep.
BT Doves.
Yep.
Weirder friends don't know.
God. We'll get there. Bailey, a 28-year-old single bisexual, accidentally stumbles into a kink club, like you do, and discovers she might want to be dominated. Especially because the one doing the dominating would be the beautiful, confident Izza. Izza, however, is majorly fucked up about her breakup with her last sub and has been protecting her heart until she meets the eager-to-please, eager-to-serve Bailey. It doesn't take long for Isabel to learn that Bailey's bright-eyed curiosity might be exactly what she needs to heal from her past, and it doesn't take Bailey long to learn that her new favorite place might be on her knees. But are great chemistry and hot scenes enough to leave a lasting impact on both women, or are there days numbered from the start?
Before we dive in, if this book sounds like something you'd like to read, be forewarned that our podcast is full of spoilers. If you have read the book, we'd love to hear from you. Email us at dicktalkthepodcast@gmail.com, or we are on Insta or TikTok at dicktalkpod, DIKTOKPOD.
Woo!
I did it.
Yeah.
You done it.
Oh, this hottest scene.
I don't know. I honestly don't know.
Dude.
Positive.
Okay. Every too many to choose from.
Hot. Yes.
Yeah, they were.
Yeah.
Honestly, I went with Bailey doing her own research and self-exploration. Like, she saw something that intrigued her.
Hitting herself with a paddle brush.
It was funny.
It was so kind of cute.
Yeah.
Like, who among us hasn't?
I haven't, but.
Okay, well.
Very much not a sub, but.
That's true. That's fair.
Wasn't that the hairbrush itself was the hottest thing. But it's so refreshing to see a character not putting the work on the potential partner.
Right.
Researching herself.
And not being like, what's a submissive? Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
Nobody was stupid in this book. Thank God.
Yes.
Such a change of pace.
I know.
I think, and this is just a pattern from this round of books, like the scene where they're watching a movie and Izza chains her to the couch and is like, we're finishing the fucking movie, and like makes her wait and then like really makes her come.
Yeah.
Real good.
I'm going to read this line as my hottest scene.
Yes.
Her cheeks were as pink as the remnants of her lipstick, which I'd smeared across her face with my cunt.
Yeah. This book really did it for me.
Yeah, this was good.
Yeah.
This was like a fucking tidal wave. Like, you're in the ocean on your boogie board.
Yeah, I am.
And the other two books are like just like these little waves. And then you like look behind you and it's fucking Impact. And you just get your shit wrecked.
Right. Yeah. Like, it's about to crest. It's the perfect location to get the best boogie board possible. Mm-hmm. I agree.
I was surprised that she was 27 because she did act a whole 23.
She did. Yeah, I forgot that's how old she was, but yeah.
A sexually naive 27.
Yeah, because like Izza wasn't that much older than her, I don't think.
I think they were both late 20s.
Yeah, I think they were both late 20s. And I bought Izza being in her late 20s.
I think that there should be a drinking game of every time Bailey says something along the lines of, it's not my first time with a woman.
Yes. I had the same thoughts.
Girl, we get it.
It had to have been said 25 times in this book.
It's not like it's my first time with a woman. No, I know. It's for your first time in a like kinky situation. And that's okay.
Especially like right in the beginning of the kinky situations where she's like, well, I know it's your first time. She's like, it's not my first time with a woman.
Yeah.
Like, girl, okay.
I'm super naive, but I'm not that naive.
Oh my God.
Also, I wish there had been some beach play. Because she lived on the beach.
Oh, missed opportunity.
Yeah.
Sand, though.
True.
Ooh.
But the ocean.
The ocean.
It's a whole drink name.
Oh, Sex on the Beach. I was like, ocean.
Okay.
Motion in the ocean. No,
ocean. Small craft advisory. Yeah. The Sonic Ocean Spray. Sonic sponsor us.
Ocean Spray also sponsor us.
That's true. Yeah. The cranberry juice. We're not getting any UTIs.
Flashback to being at Dragon Con and us having no mixers except for crayon. We're like, Cleo brings something. He brought like 12
also
things.
Also crayon.
Crayon. Yeah. We're like, God damn it.
Dude, and if you're going to bring a fucking crayon mixer, there's 100 options of other fruits that go with it.
White grape crayon?
Crayon apple. Crayon grape. Crayon ras. Like, there's so many. It was fucking idiot.
It was a crayon and con.
Just need more dragon drink.
Dragon crayon.
It was before I would make it. It was pre-dragon drink days.
Oh.
Those are dark days.
Y'all going to Dragon Con this year?
If the writer strike the actor strike is still going on, probably yes, because that's all the panels that I really want to see.
Yeah.
And nobody else is going to go. It's going to be like, it might be fucking great.
Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah.
Mm.
So my problem with Dragon Con in the past was you're gonna get COVID.
It's a problem even before COVID.
Yeah, because you get con crud,
right?
But prior to that, everything was super crowded. Even the like weird panels I used to go to that nobody else was interested in, you would go, and it's so crowded now that even those panels would be crowded.
Yeah.
But
maybe in writer's strike times.
Yeah, not that I want it to last that long.
Yeah,
I want it to be resolved for the benefit of the writers and the actors.
Mm-hmm. In the future of entertainment.
Yeah, they should not compromise. And also, like, if we need to just be doing A24 films for a while.
Yes. Girl, this episode is going to come out like a month after the writing. after Dragon Con is done.
Listen, I edit as fast as I can.
I know, I love you. You're doing great.
No, Killian, you've actually been a great motivator. Because, if I miss every other week, you're like, hey, are we going to get an episode?
I want to listen.
Because, like, every Wednesday morning I get to work and I check because I'm like, I would love to listen to something that makes me hate my life less right now. And it does help. And people at work have seen me, like, while I'm listening to it. And they're just like, what are you smiling about? And I'm like, shut up. I'm hilarious on this podcast. Yeah.
Tell them. Make them listen.
I do. I don't think they have, but I'll keep telling them.
I've been secretive about my involvement.
Yeah, that too.
We work in a different type of environment. Yeah.
True.
I would never tell a student. No. I wouldn't mind telling the professors. None of them would bat an eye.
My first highlight in this is page 2 when she is accidentally in the kink club and says, it became apparent the stage, as it were, wasn't anything more than 4 go-go boxes pushed together and bracketed with some stainless steel plates. And I put, I'm pretty sure I've performed burlesque on this stage.
Also, like, let's talk about her accidentally stumbling into
How?
As someone who's been to dungeons, like, that bouncer had to have been like,
right place. Go on in.
There's no way she gets to that point, like, not knowing unless everybody's, like, nodding and winking.
Yep. The bouncer had to know. You gotta go in there and meet your soulmate.
Also, the way Issa's friends were, like, fucking with her about it, I was like, yeah, this is real. Which also, I think Athena might be me.
Yeah.
Maybe a little bit.
Yeah, like, when they were talking about her forcing her friendship on people, I was like, yes. Well, I don't need to be called out like that on this Sunday morning.
We all need Athena in our lives,
but also just, like, pulling everyone into her friend group. I can definitely see that as you.
Yeah.
In a good way. Yeah, I really loved all of Issa's friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God, there is a whole fucking polycule here going. Yes. Okay, so we got Athena.
Didn't we get more of the polycule?
Yeah.
Like, in the beginning, polycule? I was like, this is so exciting.
They need another book. Athena is his best friend who introduces them, has two boyfriends.
Grant and Wes.
And Wes is also dating Bree. But they're not connected. Like,
by the end of the book, they break up.
Right, they break Wes up. And like, Bree and Athena had a fight? Was that?
No, I think it was just like, she wasn't around because she and Wes broke up, and like, Athena's with Wes. And so it's like, okay, well, if my metamor.
Right, okay, I thought there was something about them.
Because Bree was like acting crazy or something.
Right,
yeah,
acting crazy.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know enough about the situation.
Because it's what's like, I'm in a relationship now. I don't really want to like do the playing thing that you and I were doing. So then she went crazy.
And then Wes broke up with her, and then she was like super clingy with him. It was all kind of implied that we only kind of get the discussion at brunch without any details.
So. Yep. Yeah.
Also, Athena, like, what was it, like, forcing people to get pancakes with her?
Uh-huh.
Milkshakes. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. I was like,
I'd take pancakes, too, though.
Fucking yeah. Real.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you have forced me to get pancakes with you, Karina.
Also, like, you're something else. I'm a delight. I was like, me. I was like, who followed me around?
Right. Who has got you?
Who
like,
is Nikki?
Who's got a recorder on you?
Markham. Nikki Markham, who are you really? Why are you following
it's
me?
It's me. I'm writing this.
No, it's not.
Good job.
Yeah.
I mean, I wish. Jeez.
Yeah,
I
could damn.
Write as well.
Yeah.
Okay, but I did highlight when they have their first date.
It was cute.
Like, Bailey comes back to the sex club, and Athena, like, sets up her and Issa, and is like, okay, bye. Y'all have a date.
Reluctantly.
Right. And Bailey smells like pineapples, and Issa smells like cherries. And so Bailey gets a cherry milkshake, and Issa gets a pineapple milkshake.
So cute.
Like, I don't care how hot the person is I'm seeing, what they smell like, I'm getting a Nutella milkshake. Y'all fuck off.
Wow, hope you, Emily.
Hope you smell like Nutella. Honestly, I kind of do. That's, oh God, I love Nutella.
When Bailey asked, what's a girl got to do to find out what it's like to kiss your feet? I was like,
yeah, I love that she asked for what she wants. So the whole like collar thing,
mm-hmm.
Fascinating, because that's
advanced.
That's advanced. It's high commitment, right? Like, you don't collar someone unless you're like, this is like for real. Mm. And so her just being like, hey, I'd love to be collared. And then Issa being like and her having no idea about it. I was like, yeah, this is how this would actually happen.
Here's a casual collar until we can really confirm that's what you want.
This is a tearaway collar.
Yeah, I loved how Issa kept being like, we're going to take this slow.
and Bailey was like,
such a horn dog. Yeah. I was like, that is how it happens, though.
Yep. At one point, Bailey says, two orgasms in one night was unheard of for me, let alone two in an hour. And I just wrote, LaMau.
You're with the bitches now.
Yeah. But also, like, do you not masturbate? Like,
well, you know, sometimes you masturbate and you're like, well, now all like, of the blood has rushed to the center of me and I'm tired and I'm a little cold. So,
right. Sometimes you're like one and done. But yeah. other times, we have that power. We're just like, I wonder how many times I could just come right now.
Let's see.
Yeah.
Let's fucking see.
Yeah, let's fucking.
I mean, she said she's been with women before.
I'm saying, like, if you have been with a woman before, like, you have come more than two times in one night.
Caveat.
Theoretically.
Toxic women.
Well, don't date toxic women.
Okay. A friend of a friend has this amazing story about she is on a first date. Things get hot and heavy. She's being eaten out, and she's just like, you know, kind of starting to get comfortable. And the girl looks up and she's like, you haven't come yet. It's been like a minute. And she's like, no. And she's like, well, I mean, is there something wrong? Is there some sort of like trauma or something?
Oh my God.
Right? Right? And then she gets back to it. Then her phone rings and she answers FaceTime. Yeah. Yes. The depths.
Yikes.
Of ladies' toxicity. Like, many of us are lucky to have not known. Okay, we should pause for a train.
Train, pause, train, pause. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when it comes for you? Train, pause. Choo, choo. What you gonna chew? What you gonna chew when it comes? Choo, choo. Chugga, chugga, chew. Chugga, chugga, chew.
Anyway,
train's gone. Yeah. Also, when she answered the FaceTime...
Sorry, I forgot we were talking about that.
The girl who called her was like, what are you doing? And she's like, not much. And then flashes the phone to her pussy.
No!
Just eating the pussy, don't mind me.
Not much.
Oh my God. Whoo!
Oh, no. That's such a grimace my face has never known.
I think that might turn me straight if that happened to me. That's very unfortunate.
It didn't turn her straight. It made for a good story.
Good.
Just be careful. Be careful out there, ladies.
Yeah.
Why are we talking about the worst women?
Oh, because I was saying you have never come twice in one night. Right.
Oh. Yeah, so she didn't even come once that time, so.
Cool.
Just come, she said, to the gallery, not.
You know.
Sitting on the edge of the bed with sticky thighs and a slightly terrified heart. Man, if that ain't a WLW relationship in a nutshell.
Yeah, this was a book full of very doused panties.
Yes.
Yeah. Kneeling, doused. Immediately.
And then when she was like, oh, really? You're wet? Let me feel it.
Let me check. Let me
confirm.
I was like, okay.
Damn. Ooh. Damn, girl.
Yeah, I don't know if it's just a fantasy kind of thing, like romance novel thing, or if it's just these characters aren't on SSRIs. But... They come immediately.
They do.
Like, she kneels and it is like, I am almost there. Like, okay, obviously you're not on Prozac. Like, thoughts?
No thoughts, just vibes.
Can't deny.
You're not wrong.
No.
Oh my God.
Must be nice.
Must be nice.
I want to make some point about, like,
yeah,
being exposed to BDSM for the first time, but, like, I don't fucking know.
Who knows, man?
So I was impressed at how real and communicative this relationship was, for all that it's like a dom sub pairing, and especially a more naive person exploring the scene. It was nice.
Yeah really healthy.
It was nice to see. Yeah, healthy.
It was, yeah,
exploration. Yeah. it was nice.
And again, getting swept up in it regardless of your experience level, very real.
Mm-hmm. You know, often in these books, we read about characters who have, like, lots of baggage and a traumatic ex. And it's like, that's here, but it wasn't as tiresome as it often is.
It was very real.
It mm-hmm. was.
It was just like, this has made me kind of insecure about my body and made me feel like I don't know if I can be in a functional relationship. And, like, mm-hmm. that's the actual shit.
Yeah. It wasn't like, I feel like my ex-girlfriend is going to kidnap me or something like that.
And set my club on fire.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was just like, my sub was nice until she wasn't. And
it gave me some issues.
Yeah.
And I need to work through those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I dug it.
I did feel a little shorted when she has her confession. I think it was with Athena.
Issa?
Like, yeah. Mm-hmm. When she goes to her house, like, in the middle of the night, and she's like, hey, I just need to talk. And she was like, she was abusive? Yeah, abusive. And, like, that's it. And I'm
right, that was a kind of show, don't tell, but, like, it didn't even tell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, and I was like, you drove to her house in the middle of the night to try to figure this out. Like,
right.
You need to talk.
You left your lover alone in bed.
Yeah. Right. Ooh, that was bad.
Yeah.
Not that I am like, yes, give me the details of your abusive relationship. But, like, it's a book and you're talking to your best friend. We're already here. Just tell us, like, what kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But that wasn't, like, bad enough for me to be like, oh, this fucking sucked.
No.
Not at all.
No, it was good. Yeah. All the sex scenes were hot.
Yes.
What do we think about the friend group? Her sorority sister friends.
Bailey's friend.
Were they sorority sisters?
Oh, my God.
No.
But they read, like.
Yeah.
Bailey's friends fucking sucked.
They did.
Yeah, they were definitely the epitome of, like, yeah, you're bisexual, but that doesn't mean
you, but you like men,
date
right?
Women.
Whatever, a woman. Are you, like, a lesbian now?
Yep, those are your only two options.
It's
straight
bisexual
or lesbian.
I don't know how you miss this. I only say it every other sentence. I've been with a woman before.
Literally.
I wish there'd been a prologue of just like cutscenes of her like leaving with women from these gatherings with her friends.
Oh my God.
I guess she didn't. Maybe. Maybe.
Yeah,
she knew
maybe
her
it was just like, I think, you know, maybe it was like a one time, like casual kind of thing that she didn't tell her parents, Jesus Christ, her friends about.
I guess she said it in the way that, like, I flirted with girls at clubs before, but never really brought a woman around them.
Maybe, or maybe she's hooked up with women before, or maybe, like, sometimes mm-hmm. at the end of the night, like, everyone's really drunk and she leaves with a woman and no one, like, notices, or...
Yeah. Or, yeah, it's like, oh, fine, you made out with someone at the club.
Those are just good friends leaving the club together. Mm-hmm. They just met.
Making sure they get home safe together in their pants.
I do want to say I loved her fucking friends being like, so what? Are you like a lesbian now? And her being like, more men for you.
Right?
Yeah.
What's the fucking problem?
Also just piecing out of brunch.
Yeah. 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 Good on her.
Yeah.
These people are toxic.
Yeah.
Bye.
You can pay for my fucking mimosas. Bye.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And the fact that she kept correcting them whenever she called them girls. And Bailey was like, woman.
Women.
Right. And they're like, whatever. Like, okay, well, it actually does kind of make a difference.
Yeah.
One is 12.
Yeah, you are kind of infantilizing women.
Yeah, and Harper? Was that her name?
Who Harper was? Yes. Was the redeemable one.
Yeah, but she showed up 2 weeks late.
Yeah.
And was like, oh, yeah, well, I stopped talking to all of them and didn't contact you for 14 Two days. Weeks? Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
So, like, by the time that she showed up with
wine, rosé,
Brie.
The time, by the time she showed up with Brie.
I thought you meant when she was coming to apologize and she brought rosé.
No, we're talking about drink. The setup for both two
like,
now.
I was like, is this some sort of like play on her name?
No, okay. No. But yeah.
By the time she showed up with Brie, I was like, oh, I don't care. I couldn't care man. Less.
Anybody could show up with Brie at my house. But I hope it's the cheese and not a
right,
person
yeah.
named Brie.
And we'll give a little context. Brie is
whomstative
Issa was doming, like playing with in the club when Bailey first saw her.
And then in our epilogue, Harper, the one redeemable member of the friend group of Bailey, shows up with Brie.
Dun, 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 dun. Yeah, I did highlight that because that was the last sentence of the book. And I just wrote, yo, but also like, who fucking cares?
Yeah, let's talk about the optics of showing up to brunch where you know your ex-boyfriend's going to be. That's a very deliberate choice.
Well, you're not going to tell.
Choice.
Oh, my God.
And I'm curious in the way that I watched Girls in Sex and the City. You know what I mean?
Like, oh, fuck yeah.
Get that shit away from me, but also like, I'll watch it.
I don't want to be in it, but I'll watch it.
Yeah. I rated this the dream.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God, yeah. I rated this. This book definitely had an impact on me.
And I had to say, spank you. Thank you very much.
TikTok stars Karina McGeehan, Julian Ross, and Emily Sherman. It's edited by Karina McGeehan, produced and bartended by Derek Adams, and recorded at Shadow Public Radio.
Derek! He has headphones on.
Derek!
Ricolo.
So I wonder, what is the next people versus going to be?
We don't decided? Know. We're going to do people versus Firefly.
Yeah.
Between season 7 and the Omega season.
That
of
was my idea.
That's a good idea.
I should be credited.
Hell yeah, you should.
But we have a pick the next after Voyager's done.
Yeah.
We have a in the Discord, we have a channel that's just where people can make suggestions.
Ooh.
And there were some good ones, but none of them have really been like, yeah, you know. We know we don't want it to be as long as Voyager.
Yeah.
So like, we're looking for something 3 to 5 seasons, not 7.
Yeah.
Which is a shame because I really wanted to do X-Files. Like, that's what we've been talking about. But
it's only 11 seasons,
it's 11
Derek.
Seasons,
oh, that's it.
Two movies. And a reboot season.
No,
which counts.
11 seasons includes the reboot.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Only 11.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I would have loved to revisit X-Files.
You do Twin Peaks.
We could do Twin Peaks, but there's no way Jonathan He's too lame.
You just have to decide.
He wouldn't have anything interesting to say.
That's true.
Because you got to get on David Lynch's level.